I got some great news for a lot of my friends and teammates, and as well, for a lot of you listeners out there. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Had a conversation with researcher Michael McCullough from California Polytechnic State University. Listen to a few of his remarks.
In particular, there's a lot of research about some really, really great things at it. So a good example is there's some research that's out there about the benefits of xanthohumulol, which is a compound that's found in hops. It's been shown to fight cancer and be really good for the skin and that type of a thing. And so you can think about heavily hopped IPAs.
Is he talking about beer?
Heavily hopped IPAs.
Apparently.
That aren't filtered out or pasteurized can have some more of these health benefits.
And now about beer yeast.
It is a very good source of niacin, which is great for cholesterol. And so if you drink beer that's, again, unfiltered and pasteurized, it's got a good deal of niacin in it. So it's good for cholesterol as well, among the effects that just ethyl alcohol has on arteries and keeping plaque down in the arteries.
So, all in all, McCullough says pairing beer with a healthy meal is one good way to utilize the healthy qualities found in moderate beer consumption. Very good news.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.